News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. There were face-to-face talks between President Obama and leaders of the House and Senate, and there are many reports this morning that that meeting did not go well. Here's Fox News Radio's Ainsley Earhart.
Last night, President Obama met with congressional leaders at the White House, trying to put an end to the budget battle that sparked the government shutdown.
I am exasperated with the idea that unless I say to 20 million people, you can't have health insurance, these folks will not reopen the government.
The meeting ended without a resolution, and afterwards, the finger-pointing continued. And while much of the government is shut down, the Republican-controlled House approved legislation to reopen the nation's parks and the National Institutes of Health. Democrats criticized the move, saying it's a piecemeal approach, falling short of what's really needed. Ainsley Earhart, Fox News.
Some eighth graders from Racine County were supposed to be in Washington, D.C. today. Their field trip canceled because of the government shutdown. They are from St. Charles, St. Mary's, and St. Thomas Aquinas schools. They were supposed to leave yesterday, but because the national parks and monuments they were going to be visited are shut down, school officials say they'll reschedule for next month. National Guard training is off this weekend at Fort McCoy. That is also because of the government shutdown. More on that from WSAU's Raymond Newport.
Any soldiers or airmen who had been set to report this weekend are being told to stay home and check in with their commanders for rescheduling. Payment for the weekend training programs is usually spent out of funds provided by the federal government. The lack of the budget for the fiscal year means no money for training. Major General Don Dunbar is emphasizing, however, that the training is postponed and not canceled. Active duty guardsmen are still being paid under a number of emergency spending bills signed on Tuesday by President Obama. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
Now to Minnesota, where yesterday a jury found Jeffrey Trevino guilty of killing his wife, Wausau area native Kara Steger Trevino. We have more from WCCO reporter Edward Linares, who's been following the trial.
If we would have got 100 years, that still would have been enough. Wouldn't have been enough because we'll never have our daughter back.
Kara Steger's father reacts after a jury finds Jeffrey Trevino guilty of killing Steger. Trevino was convicted of second-degree unintentional murder, but acquitted of a more serious charge of second-degree intentional murder. Steger, Trevino's wife, disappeared in February and her body was found in the Mississippi River in May. Prosecutors argued Trevino killed Steger in an act of rage after finding out she'd been having an affair. Trevino's defense attorney, John Connard.
All we need to do is respect the jury and the hard work that they did. If they're disappointed and there's not anybody involved with this case that isn't hurting right now.
The jury of four women and eight men deliberated for 17 hours over 2 days before reaching the verdict. 39-year-old Trevino will be sentenced in November. He faces up to 40 years in prison.
That's reporter Edgar Linares from St. Paul, and we thank WCCO Radio for their coverage of the trial. The Marshfield School District has released a statement about the firing of high school dance team coach Lisa Joling. Joling claims she was fired because of the team performing to the song Blurred Lines during the season-opening football game. That happened 2 days before the Miley Cyrus performance on the MTV Video Music Awards, and Joling was dismissed 2 days after that. A statement from Marshfield Superintendent Peg Geegan says, "The suggestion from the media that the decision was based on concerns about safety and performance of students is inaccurate and unfounded." The statement also says because it's a personnel matter, the school district won't have anything more to say about it. Governor Walker, speaking to members of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, says the state is still on target to create 250,000 new jobs in his first term. The governor says this is based on an economic activity report from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve, and he says it shows that more businesses are willing to take on more risk to hire employees.
That means employers across the board who say something is happening in the state of Wisconsin. Something is happening that is making people feel comfortable enough to get in the game, to take that risk, to hire more people. And when we do that, that's infectious. That's contagious. That kind of enthusiasm about the future is the sort of thing that really gets the ball rolling.
By the way, the leader of the Federal Reserve Bank in Philadelphia says the numbers are being misused in their latest report. AEG Live has been cleared of wrongdoing in the 2009 death of Michael Jackson. The verdict announced yesterday brings a five-month-long trial to an end. Jackson's mother, Catherine, had been filing that lawsuit on behalf of Jackson's three children. Now let's check our soggy Newsline 9 forecast. This morning, I believe Justin Lowe is off. We have meteorologist Rob Duns.
Looking for overall cloudy conditions this afternoon with scattered showers and a thunderstorm as a possibility. Highs near 69 degrees. Showers and a few thunderstorms are possible again tonight. Lows near 57 degrees. Overall, mostly cloudy to cloudy on Friday. Few showers or a thunderstorm are a possibility, and if they do develop, could be on the stronger side of the spectrum. Midday highs near 69 degrees. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Rob Duns right here on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
In studio radar at WSAU.com, a line of showers from Wausau extending down to Mosinee and to the Portage County border. That rain is moving east, and areas to the west have already seen some rain through the morning and are left with just an overcast start right now. And you can check the latest forecast, radar, and hour-by-hour temperatures anytime on our weather page at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.